Just days after Catalans voted for independence in a referendum marred by a violent crackdown by Spanish police, Catalonia's president now says he'll declare independence as early as this weekend. Spanish authorities say last weekend's referendum was illegal under the Spanish Constitution, and even the King of Spain is weighing in. He says Catalonia's moves to independence are threatening the stability of the entire country. Becker Seguin is assistant professor of Iberian Studies at Johns Hopkins University. Professor, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it appears that Catalan officials are determined to push ahead with declaring independence while Spanish authorities are determined to stop them. What's going on?
So something very curious is going on where the president of the Catalan Generalitat, the Parliament of Catalonia, Carles Puigdemont, at first declared to the international community that he wasn't going to go ahead immediately with independence. This happened on Monday. And then on Tuesday, he kind of did a 180, and he said on the BBC that he would in fact declare independence, as you said, by the end of the week, if not early next week. And so I think what's happening, at least among the Catalan leadership, is that they're trying to, in a sense, play both sides. Puigdemont, of course, wants Catalonia to become part of the EU if it declares independence, and that hasn't been a guarantee that President Juncker or other EU member states have offered. But at the same time, he wants to appease the Catalans, who the 2.26 million Catalans who voted in favor or who voted in the referendum, and 90% of which who voted in favor of independence, by saying that he is going to push very rapidly toward independence.
How important is it that the European Union and the European Commission have both kind of kept this whole situation at arm's length?
So I think it's very important, and it's very interesting in terms of just Catalan kind of polling statistics. So back in the summer of 2016, over 49%, even upwards of 50-some percent of Catalans, they were asked if there were to be a referendum tomorrow on independence, what would you vote? And that percentage, again, over 50%, said that they would vote in favor. That number in the weeks leading up to the referendum on October 1st, that number came down to about 40%. And that's because of the EU's kind of trepidation toward about including Catalonia in the European Union.
So if a declaration does come in the next few days here, Becker, what exactly would Spain be prepared to do to stop it?
So I think Spain and the government, of course, of the conservative Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy would be expected by other parties, but also I think they would want to push ahead with this, with invoking what's called Article 155 of the Spanish Constitution. And what that article does, or what that article allows, is it allows for the central government to effectively take over control of the institutions of a particular region. So Spain is divided up into 17 different regions, kind of like you can think of them as states in the United States. But it is a much more centralized government than the United States. And so there is a certain degree of autonomy that Catalonia, one of those 17 regions, is given. But all that autonomy would basically be wiped away if they were to invoke Article 155. And you could see, for example, a much stronger presence of the military, a much stronger presence of the police force than what we even saw this weekend when the Spanish government sent in over 12,000 police officers armed with riot gear. And so I could see an escalation of violence. I could see mass protests not only in Catalonia, but in other parts of Spain, especially, for example, in the Basque Country, but also in Madrid, because Madrid, as we know, has a left-wing mayor, Manuela Carmena, and she has a wide base of popular support there. So I can see this kind of turning into a huge crisis, a bigger crisis than it already is for the Spanish government.
Becker Seguin, assistant professor of Iberian Studies at Johns Hopkins University. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much.